I suppose I should say at the outset that it was a good meeting. There are now a number of different policy instruments and a number of different schemes that are on the table that I think will be of assistance to the local authorities in dealing with the very serious housing issue that is facing the country. And within that now, obviously, there are differences. There are particular pressures in the Dublin area and the greater Dublin region and in the major municipal city areas. While the pressures are there within Sligo, it's not there to the same extent. By the same token, the schemes that have been announced yesterday will be of significant benefit to us. What we have also been given is by the department is a target, and we've to hit a target of 312 units over the next 4 years. And I think we will, given the schemes that we have available to us, like the pipeline of schemes that we're putting through the system at the moment, we certainly should be in a position to meet and indeed exceed that target. And that will be, within that, it will be a combination of different units. And that will include some turnkey developments, and it will include some acquisitions as well as some direct build by the local authority. So all in all, I think it was a good day's work yesterday. And I certainly look forward to being in a position to give a full detail and full briefing to the council at the February meeting.
What would you say, Kieran, to some people who might have concerns about more local authority state land being handed over for the provision of housing?
Well, I think local authorities have been in the provision of housing for many years, and indeed there are many families who are very grateful for the housing schemes that have been provided over the years by the local authorities, whether it's through tenant purchase or through affordable schemes or shared ownership schemes or whatever. So there's no great change into it. There's just a slight difference in emphasis, and I think it's very important that we have inclusive and integrated communities, and the local authority will play a major role in that.